after Thanksgiving will be the official Radio Obituary retrospective. And that's the plan. Hope it's working for you. But now we start thinking about tonight's Radio Obituaries. The Radio Obituaries, it's the time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Once again, we thank DJ Ryan D for stepping up and kicking off the Radio Obituary year right with many of his jams. And now I remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org and turn now to the initial Radio Obituary for the noted bluegrass fiddler, Jim Brock. He started at the age of 14 in Othel Sullivan's band, went on to play with, he went on to play with a lot of people. The Green Valley Boys, he played with Jesse and the Virginia Boys, playing on the Grand Opry a whole bunch of times. And, of course, he played with Bill Monroe. And others. Jim Brock just passed away at 85. It's the initial Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
He was sitting out on his front porch picking when I snuck up behind his shack. He was playing that old beat-up guitar his to a dog that he called Jack. Now, my daddy used to tell me, boy, I don't go wandering around his place. Well, that man could be Satan's right arm. He's got evil in his face. But boy, he made that old beat-up guitar sound like it cost a $100 bill, even though he'd lost four of his fingers working at a backwoods sawmill. I used to stand there in the darkness and I'd listen while he played. And until this very day, I can still recall every lick he ever made. He played funk and blues, folk and rock. He didn't know they had a name. He could ring them strings, make them sing. He was way ahead of the game. He took his thumb and he'd slap it numb, say, Jack, here's how it's done. Now just lay back and listen, boy, to the man with the golden thumb. Well, one night I finally got up my nerve and I walked up to the old man. And them cold black eyes stared down at me and my feet kind of shuffled in the sand. He said, hey, what's a kid like you doing hanging around an old man like me? I said, mister, I just love your play. He said, well, just pull up and have a seat. Well, I spent a lot of time at his cabin, just him and that old dog and me. And folks, it was there that I heard the best guitar in the state of Tennessee. And you know, to my eyes, it was a miracle just to see the way it was done. The good Lord made him poor and blind, but he gave him a golden thumb. Night in his cabin, and he taught me everything I know. He said, son, we ought to take your banjo and my guitar and hit the road. So we went down to Dallas and we killed them. Did the same thing in New Orleans. We raised the roof in old St. Louis. I can still hear the people scream. I can feel him in my fingers. You can hear him every time I strum. Heard a whole lot of pickers, but they can't hold a candle to the man with a golden thumb. He played funk and blues, folk and rock. He didn't know they had a name. He could ring them strings, make them sing. He was way ahead of the game. He'd take his thumb and slap it numb and say, boy, here's how it's done. And if you take notes, you might learn to play like the man with the golden thumb. Let the old man have it, son. Strap it on him, brother.
The post-initial radio obituary is for pedal steel guitar great Sonny Curtis. Not that Sonny Curtis, this Sonny Curtis. Don't confuse him with the I Fought the Law songwriter of the same name. This one was the pedal steel guitar great who played with George Jones and Tammy Wynette for many, many years. And by virtue of doing that, he also got to travel with Conway Twitty, Charlie Pride, Minnie Pearl, Roy Clark, and Gene Shepherd. Sonny Curtis just passed away at 83. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Imitation of love, I'm imitation of love.
And by the way, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford, in case you hadn't figured that part out. It's, you know, part of my job is to remind you about those sorts of things so that you know exactly where you're at any given time. I do not want you to become disoriented. That's my role for you, the listener. Me, I'm Belinda, this is Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we're moving on to the next, the next radio obituary for Anne Crum. American actress and singer, daughter of composer George Crum, and sister of composer David Crum. She had a Broadway career, she toured in the title role of Evita, went on to appear on television on numerous daytime soap operas, primetime dramas like Law and Order, and then, of course, her jazz career. Anne Crum just passed away at 69. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The cleanup radio obituary is for Nick Toshes. The American journalist, novelist, biographer, and poet, his 1982 biography of Jerry Lee Lewis called Hellfire was praised by Rolling Stone magazine as the best rock and roll biography ever written. It was really good. We're not going to debate that one. So he had his first book, Country, The Biggest Music in America, that came out in 77. He wrote a great biography, I understand, of Dean Martin. He was a contributing editor at Vanity Fair, wrote some novels. He did a lot of stuff. Nick Toshes just passed away days before his 70th birthday. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Wedding, baby. No vows beneath no trees. Truth be told, little girl, I'm in love just with you. Riches and sit right in this chair. I'm gonna finish this here cigarette. Then, baby, I'll be right there. Give me your knees.
From the dream book of Artemidorus. I walked with the coward Christ into the desert beyond defiance. He spoke of the properties of certain stones, not as one expounding might, but as one summoning uneasily, unsurely. Green basalt, lapis, cyanite. These are the stones whose natures can be made to govern the winds that deliver one to good and one to bad, one to darkness, one deliver, one to good, deliver one to good, deliver one to good, deliver one to good, deliver one to good. From the dream book of Artemidorus. I walked with the coward Christ into the desert beyond defiance. He spoke of the properties of certain stones, not as one expounding might, but as one summoning easily, unsurely, or easily, unsurely, easily, unsurely, easily, unsurely. Easily, unsurely. Easily, unsurely. Easily, unsurely. Green basalt, lapis, cyanite. These are the stones whose natures can be made to govern the winds that deliver one to good and one to bad. One to darkness, one to light. Darkness, light. Darkness. To darkness. Darkness. from the dream book of Artemidorus. Until his words were done, and on until his words were done, I turned away. And took him from the dream book of Artemidorus. I walked with the coward Christ into the desert beyond defiance, and took him.
Oh. I don't even know where that leaves me. I was so busy practicing for this next one. 1, 2, 3, 4. Uh-oh. I think something's about to happen. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep. See, I knew I needed to pause for a second to figure this out. Guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Mihai Constantinescu. He was one of the most well-known performers and composers of Romanian traditional light music. So there. He just passed away at 73. It's the cleanup radio obituary for Mihai Constantinescu. We all suffer this challenge in the radio obituaries, especially this cleanup radio obituary. No, Weasel radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Ce faci tu de atâta vreme? N-am mai rătăcit prin crânguri, n-am încercat să te mai cheme, dorul ca să fim iar singuri. Haide, fii copil cu minte, n-aștepta să vin la tine, să te fac cu rugăminte, să pricepi ce este bine. Dacă-i vrea să ții sărut, la 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 la. Pe poteca înfundată, iar batea să se ne ascunză, să ascultăm ca șaltă. Preamătul duios de frunză și privind cum de povară te iub, luarea începe a scene, să învățăm pe din afară cântul dragostei eterne.
hope you all are having a respectable time this evening, because I am. It's nice to have you here with me at Bubbles in the Think Tank. On your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford. You know, like I said, it's been a couple weeks since I was here in the studio. And I just want to say, the first week I wasn't here, it was Live Music Day. And I hope that you got to tune in to listen to a little of that. That's all I wanted to say. It was fun. It was very fun. Members of the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars and Bee's Knees. Bird Mancini, they were in the studio. That was nice. See, you should be listening all the time. Do that. All right. Pre and penultimate radio obituary is for Jerry Fogel, the American actor best remembered for portraying Jerome Jerry Buell on the TV situation comedy The Mothers-in-Law, which ran from 67 through 69. He just passed away at 83. And I just want to say that, you know, not a lot of credits to be found, but he's on this one quite atrocious record that I think I played one time, probably on the air at Bubbles in the Think Tank many, many, many years ago. Easily early 90s. Could have even been the 80s. It's been a long time. But we're going for it here because this guy's on it. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary for Jerry Fogel right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
And now, another chapter in One Hood's Family. The story that asks the question, can a simple immigrant find happiness on Pennsylvania Avenue? When we left the family yesterday, the Kissing Liere, Sam Clemente, was on his way to Mike's apartment.
Hey, Mike, can I ask you a dumb question? Why can't you live in a basement like everybody else?
My goodness, Sam Clemente.
I haven't worked this hard since I helped lift your Uncle Gino over the guardrail on the George Washington Bridge. Your papa wants you to take care of somebody.
I hope he's tall.
Listen, where he's going, height ain't gonna make no difference. Now, the guy's name is Senator Talmadge Bilboat. You're gonna meet the senator in a Chinese restaurant. Rappaport's.
I wouldn't be caught dead in a Chinese restaurant.
That ain't the way it's supposed to work, dummy. Now listen closely. In the middle of the dinner, you go to the toilet.
A toilet?
What are you, some kind of religious fanatic? Now, there's a bottle of dope soy sauce taped to the back of the commode.
Suppose the senator doesn't like soy sauce.
Tell him it's hot fudge. What the hell do I care? Now, here's what you do. Now, I made up a little poem out of it. Here it is. You go to the little boy, you get the bottle of soy, and you give your daddy a little jaw.
Look. Oh, you want a dinner for two, but you know what? A shrimp.
Damn ignorant Chinaman, we done told you that three times already. Haven't we, Dago boy?
Excuse me, Senator, would you mind if I went to the powder room?
You just do that. I'll just nibble on some of these here Hoover-doofers.
I go to the little boy, the bottle of soy.
But the bottle of soy wasn't there. Thinking on his feet, Mike accosted the Chinese waiter.
Yay! What's the matter, you wise guy?
I'm sorry, I was looking in the back of your commode.
Oh, you from Board of Health? Well, you know, get the Wing Ching. We clean commode 17 times a day.
Heavens to Truman Capote. Actually, I was looking for a bottle of doped soy sauce.
Oh, so what do you find?
Just a little man in a rowboat.
I'll tell you what you do. Have a redneck senator eat one ton. That would kill an elephant.
Why would you help me like this?
Oh, got the hot flesh for you. I'm also a member of family.
It's funny, you don't look Italian.
Cool it. I just had my eyes fixed.
Well, there you are, boy. I thought you fell in.
Well, there wasn't any room in the rowboat.
Here's your food. Oh, try your wonton, Senator.
Uh-huh. I eat one of those and I'll be up forever.
Not necessarily.
But I will eat one of them there fortune cookies. Always did get a big bang out of fortune cookies.
The waiter had pulled the old loaded fortune cookie trick. Senator Billboat went to the big cotton field in the sky. Mike was rushed to St. John's Hospital, where it was determined he wasn't suffering from St. John's. And the Chinese waiter was heard to say,
"Oh, I hope this isn't going to screw up my tip."
Yeah, that probably won't need to come back out again in a long, for a long, long time. Just a guess on my part. I had to think kind of hard even how I had it filed in the vinyl. But I found it. There it was. Okay, I don't know why I'm telling you this. But I actually keep it filed with the First Family Records. Even though it's the Firsta Family. I don't know what I'm doing. I just don't know. I know that I am now going to the antepenultimate radio obituary for Jan Erik Kongshag, the Norwegian sound engineer, jazz guitarist, and composer. When he was a kid, he started playing accordion in 1950, then moved on to the guitar and then the bass. Then he got trained in electronics and became one of the grand masters of sound engineering of the Norwegian set. Jan Erik Kongshag just passed away at 75. It's the antepenultimate, right? One, two, three. Antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
Fun's just going to keep coming along now, just so you know that. Oh, speaking of fun, I need to remind you that your titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., he is really looking forward to polling you for the Radio Obituary Retrospective coming up in a couple of weeks, but his poll, with the able assistance of our director of minutia, Bob Cohen, will be coming your way, right at you. Very, very soon. We'll be letting you know about it right here on the air as soon as it's ready, and also over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. So, be ready for that. But it's your opportunity to help us figure out what radio obituaries we should retrospect in the Big Clip Show, because every public media program needs a clip show. At least once a year. You'd probably get more of them if I could pre-program them and run them without me showing up. But then what would all my fabulous substitute programmers do? They'd be bored. They'd be sad because they wouldn't be hanging around with you, the listener. Okay. Oh, I probably just forgot my pronunciation here as I roll into the post... No. The penultimate radio obituary for Alfred Zamierowski, the Polish vexillologist, heraldist, illustrator, and journalist. He was considered one of the leading figures in vexillology and the world's foremost flag artist, having created hundreds of coats of arms, flags, banners, and seals for over 200 different municipalities and institutions. Alfred Zamierowski just passed away at 79. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
In a carry a baseball bat, I sang about down on the corner of 6th and Main Street. Stick all the communists in one neighborhood, terrorize their children, we'll feel real good.
Carrying my hand a baseball bat, I'm singing.
Vietnam. If they protest over there, you know that I won't give a damn. I'm 100% for Uncle Sam. A patriotic flag waver is what I am.
Man, that one's something. I mean, as Dr. John songs go, that one's out there. To me. It's time now, though, for the ultimate radio obituary here at Bubbles in the Think Tank tonight. The ultimate radio obituary tonight is for Chris. The sheep. He was actually a Merino ram, but he gained international fame in 2015 after being shorn of a record amount of wool in Australia. He was named after a sheep character in the Irish sitcom Father Ted, specifically from the episode Chirpy Burpy Cheap Sheep. And if you know me, you know how much I like the song that title refers to. This obit just has it all. For reference on this record-breaking shorning, I don't know what the word is here, but Australian sheep are usually shorn annually, and their fleeces weigh about 5 kilograms. That's 11 pounds to us. American types. Chris's fleece set a world record at 91 pounds. Instead of the average 11, 91 pounds. It was confirmed by the Guinness Book of World Records, and the length of the fleece, sadly, was about 17 inches, and that meant that it had no commercial value at all. Chris, the sheep, just passed away at 9. It's the ultimate radio obituary for Chris, the sheep. With this little unreleased track, specially submitted for this radio obituary tonight, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. That's how important Chris the sheep is, okay? Okay. The ultimate radio obituary. At Bubbles in the Think Tank.
That's what people do when they're the sheep. Gotta have priorities. Ba, 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 ba. All I really wanna do is eat. The only thing that makes me feel complete. Jesus Christ is interesting. You think I'd get full, but that's a lot of bull. You can't pull the wool over my thighs. Bye. bye, 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 bye. All I really wanna do is eat. That's what people do when they're a sheep. Gotta have priorities. Bye, 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 bye. All I really wanna do is eat. The only thing that makes me feel complete. Jesus Christ is interesting. You'd think I'd get full, but that's a lot of bull. You can't pull the wool over your thighs.
The master and one for the team, none for the